Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
And welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show. It's quarter number two, brought to you by DraftKings. 68 teams started the tournament. Only the best have survived. DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app, is putting new customers in the center of the action. Bet $1 on any tournament game, and if your team wins, you win $100. It's that simple. Pick any college basketball team that's still in the hunt for your shot at winning $100, and all it takes is a $1 bet and that team winning their next game. So download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN when you sign up to turn $1 into $100 if the college basketball team of your choice pulls off the win. That's code KSN for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, new customers only, restrictions apply, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. All right, it is quarter number two of the Keystone Kickoff Show. I'm Jim Galante along with Dustin Hawkinsmith. Dustin, how's your tournament pool doing?
Better now than when you asked me 5 minutes ago. So thank you. And honestly, that was a really well done read. So you're welcome for giving you that opportunity.
Just a little aside, we had an aborted start to that segment. So we went back at it, Dustin. I am doing well with my individual games. I'm a little bit above water. I'm over 500 betting in the tournament. So that's the good news. But we're here to talk about Penn State football, specifically last week, Penn State's Pro Day. And the promise going into Pro Day was we would see fireworks. Did we?
I think that's a very fair way to put it. I didn't ever doubt Dwight Gault, but you know, you have to wait. These guys have to arrive and they have to deliver. You know, you don't get multiple shots at this thing. You show up, you're either ready to compete in that setting or you're not. Micah Parsons, Jason Oway, Shaka Toney, even to, you know, a Will Fries, these guys were all pretty well prepared. And it was hard, you know, looking at them, I think they all exceeded expectations for the most part, right? I mean, look at what Shaka Toney did and even Lamont Wade with the 40. I mean, these were really good performances from the top down. It's just that, understandably so, Jason Oway and Micah Parsons were the ones creating headlines.
Well, let's start there with Oway and Parsons. Jason Oway is the freakish athlete defensive end. Micah Parsons, the freakish athlete linebacker. We know the two of them have a friendly competition with each other. But the numbers, let's start with the one that's probably the easiest for all of us to relate to, is the 40-yard dash. We could see those numbers. They're very easy to measure. And Micah Parsons ran a 4.39 40. Jason Oway ran a 4.36 40. Put that in perspective for us. What exactly does that mean?
Well, I'm pretty sure Parsons would have been, I think, maybe the first or second best linebacker. I think he might have been tied with Isaiah Simmons last year. Now, the difference is Simmons was a freak coming out of Clemson. Parsons is an inside linebacker. So you look at that 4.39 as an inside linebacker who weighs in, you know, 240-plus pounds. 246 was his weight. And that is a really freakish number. It just so happens not look quite as freakish when you put it side-by-side with Jason Oway. But Parsons is such a solidly built, compact, powerful athlete. That 4.39 is unbelievable. And keep in mind, I mean, a couple things. Number one, you know, this is their home track, so to speak. There is home, you know, and, you know, scouts are timing this too. But the timing, you know, I think isn't quite as officially official as it would be at a combine event where it's a little bit more precise. So keep that in mind. Also, keep in mind, a couple years ago, Saquon Barkley ran a 4.40. So, I mean, think about that as the high watermark here for these guys and put in perspective what Micah Parsons was able to do.
and Jason Owe with the numbers. Dustin, I did a little bit of homework on those two numbers, the 4.36 at defensive end for Jason Owe. The average at the combine for a defensive end is 4.8 seconds. So we had 4.36 versus 4.8. What does that mean? If I do my math correctly, over 40 yards, Jason Owe is about 10 to 12 feet faster than the average defensive end. That's a lot, isn't it?
It's an unbelievable number. And just across the board with Jason Owe, unbelievable athletic number. You can't really poke a hole in anything he did. I know we're talking about the 40, but the other stuff too. 4.36 at 6'5", 257 pounds. I think his objective coming into this was to prove to at least one team that he is simply too unbelievable of an athlete to let get out of the first round. And I think he accomplished that. There's going to be at least one team that falls in love with that potential. He answered questions about zero sacks, and I'm sure we'll get to that momentarily. But somebody's going to love this potential. I still believe, and I said it a few weeks ago too, I still believe somebody's going to view him as a 3-4 outside linebacker where you're able to better make use of all that range, athleticism, length, speed. I think it allows him. He's still, you know, to me, I mean, he's strong, but I think no matter where he plays, you're going to still see him get to 270 plus pounds. That's what I think is going to happen pretty early in his NFL career.
Well, let's talk about that for a second then, Dustin. Zero sacks last year from Jason Owe. How much do you buy into that zero sacks versus all this potential, which is what teams in the NFL are going to have to decide?
I thought, and Jason Owe talked about this before last season began, talked about diversifying his pass rush moves. And I thought we saw a more diverse set of pass rush moves, both inside, outside. I think he takes the game seriously. I do think when he says it was a split second difference between a sack and no sack a bunch of times, I think that's probably true. You know, I think the body of work, it's really hard to dismiss that over the course of an entire season. However, he missed some games too. I mean, would it really change your perspective on Jason Owe if in the first game that he missed, for example, I don't know who the opponent was, he went out and got four sacks? Would that change who he is as a player because he exploded and got four sacks in a game? Maybe. Maybe not. I mean, at the end of the day, it was his job to pressure the passer. I think he did that to a certain extent, but zero sacks, it's gonna shy some team, kind of turn some teams off. People are gonna be thinking about Aaron Maben, you know, the kid who was super productive for Penn State, kind of similar athletic profile, and just never, you know, just didn't get the job done at the next level. But Owe is a special athlete, no doubt. I'll be curious to see who's interested in him. And if that's a specific type of defense, who thinks he can hold up as a 4-3 defensive end? Who thinks he's best served as maybe a 3-4 outside linebacker or maybe a Swiss Army knife type player?
Jason Owe, Micah Parsons, they were the stars of Pro Day. There were several other players. I felt a little bad for Shaka Tony because his numbers were put up against Jason Owe by playing the same position, defensive end. To me, I thought Shaka Tony was a real standout, despite that comparison.
Yeah, he helped himself a lot. I think in terms of narrative, he gets swept away. But in terms of all those scouts, I think 31 out of 32 teams were represented at Pro Day. They're not concerned about how he looks against Jason Owe. They're concerned about how he looks as an individual. The specific upside and specific issues that have to do with him when it comes to, you know, functional playing strength, his frame, his ongoing journey to put on pounds and keep on pounds. You know, he said afterwards that he had contracted COVID and lost 20 pounds. We've seen his weight, Jim, like a roller coaster ride. And I think that's the kind of stuff the teams are looking at. Okay, what's the explanation for that? Can we count on this guy to hold on to 250 pounds? What do we think is best for him in terms of where he plays? He hasn't been an off the ball linebacker for however long. Can he do that if we ask him to? And I think what he did, he helped himself tremendously because he, no matter what I think you're going to ask him to do, to run a 40 in 4.51, you know, the 39-inch vertical jump, good marks in the shuttle and the cone drill. I mean, he did everything you could possibly have wanted him to do. 24 bench reps. That's five more than Micah Parsons. 24 bench reps, too. So just across the board, he tested really, really well. You can see on film that first step he's got, the explosiveness off the edge. My question is, where do teams think he's going to end up? Is he a situational pass rusher? Is that where he breaks in the league? Only on third downs. I mean, there's going to be a role for Shaka Toney. He ensured by the way that he tested that he's going to hear his name called probably somewhere in the middle rounds there.
There were a few other players. We had Pat Freiermuth still recovering from surgery on his shoulder, didn't participate in the individual drills. We also had Will Fry, Steven Gonzalez, offensive lineman, and Michael Mennett, Lamont Wade, the safety. Anything there, any highlights from those guys that you'd like to point out?
I thought Will Fry's the 24 bench reps and the 31-inch vertical for his size. I thought he helped himself a little bit. There are probably some teams coming in who didn't know a whole lot about him, who maybe they'll go back and watch his film because he looked like a pretty nice athlete out there. You know, I think Lamont Wade just not. I think that 40-yard dash time, you know, was probably a pleasant surprise to a lot of people. 4.47 he ran. You're just not really talking about a super dynamic athlete. What do teams have in mind for him? You're not talking about the most agile, nimble, change of direction guy. I think for what you ask him to do, maybe he's a special teamer. I don't know that he helped himself. He didn't hurt himself either. I still think he's kind of pigeonholed as maybe that special teams guy at the next level. Pat Freiermuth, I mean, he did what he could do. You know, he looked good and smooth and really a natural hands catcher. I mean, he showed those things. At the same time, I think his film probably showed those things too. So I don't know if he did a lot of helping himself. He needed a healthy year. He needed a healthy combine to be anywhere near that first round conversation. I don't think he's there. I think you're looking at maybe a late second round kind of pick for him. And somebody's going to be happy they picked him.
I think so too. From what we've seen, we watch Penn State closely. We've seen what Pat Freiermuth can do over the last couple of years. He just feels to me like that kind of player. He's going to be there for 10 years in the NFL. He's going to carve out a nice career. He's going to be the reliable guy that you could turn to and depend on. All right, Dustin, that is it for quarter number two in our Pro Day review. What we're going to do next segment is we're going to do a Pro Day preview. We're going to start talking about Pro Day next year and what we could expect to see and which players are going to be there. Stay tuned. 68 teams started and only the best have survived. DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app, is putting new customers in the center of the action. Bet $1 on any tournament game, and if your team wins, you win $100. It's that simple. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and sign up using code KSN. That's code KSN, only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, new customers only. Restrictions apply. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
In a world of over 100 hard seltzers swimming in a sea of sameness and mediocrity, a hero emerges. Introducing Seagram's Hard Seltzer, the greatest of all time. So go ahead, awaken your taste buds and bring the thrill back to bubbles with fruit-infused flavor combinations that are refreshingly new and deliciously different. Seagram's Hard Seltzer. Kick it with the goat.
Flavored malt beverages. Enjoy responsibly. The Seagram Beverage Company, Rochester, New York.